This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. It's a delight to have you here. The royal wedding. The royal wedding. It happened on Saturday.
So it was aired live at 4 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they must have just replayed it immediately.
All day.
I'm sure they did it
all
in a
weekend,
circle.
Frankly.
I taped some special on it or whatever. I was certainly not going to get up at 4 in the morning to watch it. But I taped something. And actually, so I was watching a little bit of, like, you know, the life of Meghan Markle in her pre-Harry days and what she was up to.
They were doing a lot of those Princess Di, Charles and Diana, like everyone
things royal wedding.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, this was the weekend for you. And here's some of the highlights.
Well, it's romantic, right?
It is.
I mean, it misses
it's nice.
Me completely, so I don't expect.
Well, you don't like weddings when they're just regular people,
right.
You know? God forbid, the pomp and circumstance of
you don't even want to go to your own wedding.
Right. Were you at your own wedding?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just conference me in. I'll Skype in. Have a great time, honey. Your wedding gift to me is I don't got to go. So this happened on Saturday. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they can finally have sex. So that's
awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Right, Hooman?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry. Just thought you might want to comment on the premarital sex thing. You know, it's kind of your thing. You know what I did see is some shots they were doing side-by-side comparisons of her gown, you know, how she looked as a bride on Saturday with how she looked the last time she was a bride. And I'm not talking about on her show Suits. I'm talking about her first marriage.
Yeah, she's divorced.
Oh,
right?
She's a divorcee?
Yeah. She is.
How old is that girl?
I want to say 36 or 38.
Oh, boy.
I think she's 36 because I believe he's 33.
Oh.
She's 36?
Mm-hmm. She looks about 25.
Yeah, I would have guessed 24.
Yeah.
Like, kid.
Yeah,
really?
She's a divorcee. And is it weird that she wore white? Or is that just there was no question she was going to wear white?
I don't think it's any big deal.
I mean, I don't think it is, but I just wondered if, you know, because she's clearly had sex before, she's not a virgin.
So how was her first dress?
Fine. Very low rent compared to this one. I mean, you can tell the world's best. Did they say it was Givenchy who did her?
Yes.
The gown that she wore was beautiful. Really, really simple. I thought it was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't.
There was no bling to it at
no,
all.
No, zero bling. They say, actually, that there were things on the veil. There was some embroidery on the veil that was like a nod to Africa or.
The actual veil.
Yeah,
part.
Like, it was actually the veil.
The headband piece was, I don't know, $1 million.
Yeah, the little tiara
amount.
That was holding
with all
it
the
on.
Diamonds.
So it was sheer, but then at the edges, apparently, and I didn't get a close look at it, but I was reading something this morning where they're saying it, you know, that had some significance. So, Good Morning America caught a nice moment at the altar when Harry told Meghan, "You look amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky."
Aww.
So, and I have to say that even though I'm so jaded about this whole thing and. You know, I love a good wedding, but I always question, like, anybody who's willing to marry into that kind of trouble. Like, to me, it seems like you're giving up so much to marry into a royal family.
Yeah, but
the benefits.
The reason that people wanted to watch that is because it's the real life princess story.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
But when I see her,
I'm living that princess sort of world right now, and it doesn't amaze me at all. In fact, I'm more into that Brave story where the chick doesn't want any part of it.
Merida.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
But
I like that she doesn't end up with some dude either.
But you look at the way kids grow up seeing that, and they're into it.
Oh, we're fed it. Absolutely.
And so it's the princess story.
I know. But I think that as a person in the real world, like when someone says to you, well, you're going to be giving up everything that you know, and so Hope there's nothing you like too much about your life, because you're not having that anymore. You're never going to be a private citizen again. You can never work for profit. You can't. I mean, I suppose you can have your pet projects.
There's a lot of trade up, though.
Oh, sure.
There's
oh, no.
A lot of trade
you're
up.
Also, you anything that you could ever desire is yours.
Right.
I mean, I guess except hookers and blow. Probably that's discouraged.
You don't think they can get that?
I don't know.
I bet they can.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
That, I'm sure if that's what the two of them wanted, they go to their weekend house and
you don't
be,
think that
be
young
met by
man
all the gigolos.
Did his share of that?
Who, Prince Harry?
Yeah.
You know, and I actually think it's probably easier for Prince Harry to be a person than it is for the future king. Like Prince William, you know, you just have to, there's no room for any mistakes or bad behavior.
Well, he's the swastika guy.
I know.
Even though that's, you know, I guess a childish mistake on Halloween, he's still that guy.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of, on maybe it was The Onion or something like that, but they... There's the costume, and you just go, man, that guy's forever that guy.
Yep, mm-hmm. Forever. And he's also the guy who was in a Vegas hotel room.
That's I pictured nude. That.
Yep.
First.
Dancing around. Yeah. And so, you know, there's challenges, and frankly, who would want to take any of that on? I know I wouldn't. Anyway, Meghan's dad wasn't there. She walked the first half of the aisle alone. And then Prince Charles met her and took her the rest of the way. Sweet. The one takeaway, because I was looking this morning at what everyone wore. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those, why does the internet have to do these galleries? Like where you have to click next. Like they'll say, here's what everyone's wearing.
And I just fell for one of those this morning. Bad tattoos. That I swear I went through 30-something photos of bad tattoos. They were all misspelled. All this nonsense. At 2:30 in the morning this
morning.
It is
amazing what you get sucked into. But the problem with them is that they, like, before you can click next on them, like, all the ads have to load.
Exactly.
And then sometimes you click next and it loads a commercial video. God, they're so aggravating. I'm like, just put it on a scroll. I get it, though. They need to.
They need those click, click,
they
click,
need those
click,
clicks.
Click.
Exactly.
Just like we do.
So annoying. And there were like 49 pictures. I made it through like 12. I'm like, I can't waste my time
on this.
This
is everyone all costumed up?
Everybody in their outfits.
Yeah, I didn't see all that.
George Clooney's wife, Amal, looked bright yellow dress. She looked amazing. Mm-hmm. She just had twins, a year ago? I don't know. But she just, maybe, yeah. She's so glamorous.
I think they were saying that Amal's hairstylist did Meghan's.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Meghan's hair was actually really simple. It just seemed to be sort of pulled back. Wasn't it long in the back?
Yeah.
Am I? Okay.
Boy, she is stick thin.
Yeah. She's a skeleton.
Amal?
Amal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard, actually, I think the missus might have said this. Oprah was front and center.
And Oprah
like
looked,
the best seat in the house.
Oprah looked, well, she's Oprah.
I mean.
Oprah looks great. Apparently.
The actual queen was there, though.
Yes, Oprah was there.
No, I mean, the actual queen was there.
Oprah had on kind of a peach colored dress, and I guess they had to do it last minute because I don't know how you figure this out, but I guess she had a really light beige dress that she was planning to wear. Uh-huh. And somehow she saw it on camera before the big day and said, that looks too close to white. I can't wear white because you're not supposed to wear white. Although, didn't Kate Middleton have a white dress
on? She did.
I thought that was kind of weird.
Me too.
Did she bring her boyfriend? What's that guy's name?
Stedman. I didn't see any pictures of him.
No, I saw her walking alone.
I saw Posh Spice, Posh and Bex.
Oh.
She had like a dark navy dress on with these bright orange stilettos. She looked amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, David Beckham looked pretty
I didn't even
badass.
Notice him. You know, the one dress, though, that stood out to me is...
How'd he look? What was he wearing?
I'm going to bring it in. Do you have it?
I do not.
I don't have it right now.
Yeah, pull that up. We need to have a look at what David Beckham
badass.
Was wearing. Cares. Some suit.
he cares.
I know. Look.
Yeah. I mean,
does
right.
he look but, badass, Vinny?
Let me say, cool. I have to look at him.
She's nothing better.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, he's just a guy in a suit.
She's looks, nothing, but he's the one.
He looks great. You're right, I didn't. I didn't even look at him. I was like, oh, a dude in a suit. What's the girl wearing? So the funniest thing to me, though, is tan, golden.
he is very handsome.
Pippa Middleton.
Yeah.
Kate's sister was wearing
a dress that I don't know, maybe she's on the payroll for Arizona Green Tea because it was like can you see if you can pull it? She, I swear to God, she looks like she's wearing the can. Uh-huh. You know, the green, pale green, and then has like, I mean,
it's the green tea
with
like
the little
ginseng
flowers on it.
Oh,
yeah.
How funny.
It was, I was like,
that's what you thought of when you saw her dress?
Everybody did.
Everyone was, and then it's so funny because I was like, oh, that looks like the green tea thing. And sure enough.
Oh, what's on those? What are those?
Cherry blossom trees.
Cherry blossoms?
Yeah. It's so funny. So anyway, that's sort of how
Oh. Yeah, I see
like,
it.
So maybe she got some money.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but okay.
I was like, oh, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the green tea can. Let's see, 600 wedding guests, 600 people apparently in the church. Oprah, George Jamal, Posh and Bex, Serena Williams, and her husband, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, James Corden, Tom Hardy, Carrie Mulligan and her husband, Priyanka Chopra, Idris Elba, James Blunt was there. They're beautiful. Joss Stone, Elton John. He sang at the reception.
Uh-huh.
Several of her castmates from the TV show Suits, including her TV husband, Patrick J. Adams. Wow. Let's see.
Who was her first husband? Do you know?
I don't have his name here.
No, I think it might have been an actor. Hey, people are saying Kate Middleton's dress was a pale yellow, not white. So I'm looking at color pictures. Very pale yellow.
Yeah. But
to
it
me,
showed
it looked
different
white
on TV, though. Huh?
Well,
yeah, so that's why
I just saw some photos of her and like on the steps with her daughter and, you know, all the cute little bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she's wearing white. But good to know that she went with a color.
Vinny, her first husband, his name is Trevor Engelson.
He's
a film producer.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's why I wouldn't.
2 years or so? They were not married
not very
all
long,
that long.
Yeah.
Did she get it annulled or did she?
I don't know about
Because I wonder if there was any requirement.
That's changed so much, though.
It really has. And for the better. It's like, you know, get with it. Get with the times.
Ever heard of Snowfall?
No.
TV series? Or Heathers?
Oh, Heathers.
That's what he's in charge
Heathers
of.
Heathers the TV
movie?
Show?
Heathers the TV show.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Executive producer.
There is no pictures or videos from the reception, at least none that have made their way to the tabloids. Elton John did sing 4 songs, though, according to reports. Mm. Your song, Circle of Life, I'm Still Standing, and Tiny Dancer, which has L.A. Lady, which everyone thinks was a nod to Megan. About 7 o'clock, everyone got hungry and they ordered a bunch of pizzas.
Oh, they did?
Apparently. the wee bite of food. Ooh. We don't want to get too full. And so, somebody get some pizzas. They're calling it the most unconventional royal wedding of all time. Part of that had to do with African-American pastor Michael Curry, who gave a sermon about love, quoted Martin Luther King Jr. Actually, I guess we'll do some SNL stuff later, but they did a whole royal wedding send up and Kenan Thompson did an impression of this guy on SNL. And then they did a sketch about the royal reception. About 22.4 million crazy ladies in the U.S. watched the wedding across the 6 major networks that carried it. Does that mean 22 million people got up at 4 a.m. or at some point during the day they watched it?
I don't know.
Because I'd
maybe
be
at some
very
point
surprised. Anyway, so there's that. That's a roundup. I'm not going to spend all day on it. Billboard Music Awards happened last night, too, so we'll talk about that. I wanted to get to this story last week because we have some Game of Thrones fans on this show.
All right.
Oh, you done with your winner? Because I saved this for you.
I'm ready.
There are only 6 episodes of Game of Thrones left. And they're going to happen about a year from now, right around a year from now.
April.
Did you hear they're going to be super short, too?
No. We didn't hear that.
Stop it.
I made that up. But yeah, I think that would be funny if it's 6 left and they're only 37 minutes long.
Oh, my God. I'd be so mad. They are saying that most of the filming is wrapped up. So they've got it in the can, and now they just spend a year doing whatever it is they do with it. Some of the shooting is continuing on. The crew's getting pickup shots. According to Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen, multiple fake endings have been shot.
I would
she
bet.
Doesn't even know which of them is. They get a different script, and they have recorded, I want to say she said 5 or 6. No, it just says multiple. Anyway, after season 7, there were some real leaks. Like, some real stuff got out there. And, you know, you had to be careful not to pre-read because there were real spoilers out there before the season even started. There's just enough people had these scripts. So I guess they're being super crazy, you know, security-minded about the scripts. And then they've shot all this additional stuff so that nobody... And then people in various scenes are shooting their individual things, 5 or 6 different versions of them or however many, so that they don't even know how it's all going to be spliced together. So nobody really knows how this is going to go down except the producers. But what's kind of cool about this is that they can now release all kinds of, you know, alternate endings. There'll be some kind of DVD release someday where it's like, or it could end like this, or it could end like this. 10 different people wind up on the Iron Throne. So she was saying she doesn't have any concrete information on which way the show is going to end. I think they're filming a bunch of stuff and they're not telling us. I'm being serious. She's saying everyone's being really cagey about it. There's a lot of different endings that could happen.
Is she English?
Yeah. I believe she is. I don't know.
They all are, except Peter Dinklage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's American. And Vinny, I'll leave you with this. Dave Grohl is recording a 25-minute instrumental track all by himself. And the cool thing about it is that he is going to set a timer, play drums for 25 minutes, then play like additional percussion over it for 25 minutes, then pick up the bass and do that for 25. He's going to do it all in real time, one take per thing. There's no singing, but a bunch of guitars and stuff. And then they're going to splice it all together so that you see 6 Dave Grohls playing all the instruments.
He's pretty fun.
25 minutes.
The coolest story about, he's got a lot of cool stories about him, but the fact that he made that first Foo Fighters record by himself in his room in his downtime, and it ends up being this thing that launches, what is it, 25 years later? They're still a huge band?
It's forever later. Like, who knew?
He's rad.
That there could be life after Nirvana.
Right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, we'll give you a little Beta Breakers update. The Warriors won. Oh, well, that's the Warriors won. There's the news. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 6:39 on Monday morning. Hello, Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Yuzi just handed me a story, which if you've never done an escape room before, it's you and a bunch of your friends or, I don't know, team members from work or whatever.
Your family goes and does it,
right? We do these all the time. We've done them all over. Everywhere we go, we try to find a cool escape room. And we've done a few. We've done one of the ones over at the Palace of Fine Arts. And there's a couple rooms over there. That was a pretty good one. When I first saw the story, I thought this one was actually on Alcatraz. It's not, though, but it's an Alcatraz escape room, and it's at Madame Tussauds, which is Fisherman's Wharf area.
Right.
So I believe this is open now. No, I'm sorry. It's opening on Wednesday. So if you're into escape rooms, this one looks pretty cool. Like, you know, you got to break your way out of the prison. Yes. So let me see. I think it's just Madame Tussauds.com, spelled like Tussauds. So if you're into escape rooms, I wanted to put that out there.
It sounds like fun. That's something I'm not into escape rooms, but
you do that one.
I would do that one because I love stuff.
You love prison stuff. She goes, I love prisons and prison stuff. And then she also used to be
a park ranger over on Alcatraz.
So you had to get out there every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a neat gig, actually.
That is a really cool gig.
Fun.
How long did you do it for?
It was seasonal, so about 4 months.
Oh. Pretty. So you knew all the facts and figures about
At that time, I sure did.
Really?
No, it's like escape me.
So we should put together, if you'll do this one with us, we should do me, you, human.
Okay.
Vinny, you want to do it?
No, thanks. Brinny.
We know the folks over there. I'll contact them.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. So they say, I think it's a minimum of 4 people have to do it, but it's one of those things, you've got to make a reservation. These escape rooms, they fill up really fast.
It says
fast.
The admission starts at $125 for a group of 4, participants. Yeah.
The more people you have in the room, the less you pay. But sometimes they get really crowded.
Invite John, too.
John's really good at it.
Yeah, he's good.
All right. So anyways, I just got all excited because she handed me that story and I love that stuff. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales event is on, up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Open Sunday, May 27th. Visit PacificSales.com/sale for deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is where you can go to watch this show.
Hello.
We're on camera. What?
During the breaks, the camera's not in this room. It's filmed. I always forget that it's because I sit in with Yuzi and Hooman during the breaks sometimes. So I go in there, I'm like scratching right across the front of my chest because my little bra is like itching me. And then I do it again because I realize.
Why is your bra so itchy?
I don't know. But I realized that I was doing it in front of Hooman and I laughed
I'm all smile for the camera.
She goes, "You're also doing it for everyone watching the looking glass right now." I'm like, "Oh, no." Yeah, you can watch the show. Hello.
Here we are. And here's what's happening. So, first most important news of the day, the Warriors won.
Yay!
And in fine style, yeah, very nicely done.
40 points or something.
Yep. Yeah.
A little payback for the beatdown the other night.
Steph started slow but got hot, and it was fun to see. Mm. So, go Warriors.
Warriors.
Beta Breakers was run again here in San Francisco for the 107th time.
Mm. Who won?
I don't know. It doesn't.
It's not really.
I guess the naked guy won, right?
Yeah. Was it a Kenyan? Mm-hmm. It always is.
The man and the woman.
There are a few people who show up and actually do a run,
right.
And then the rest of the people show up in costume and party.
It's like still 35 minutes, I think.
They ran it in
35 really?
Minutes?
It's like 4 minute and 30 second miles or something like that.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
The very first Beta Breakers in 1912 included 181 runners at the starting line and 121 made it to the finish.
Oh.
They say here, no one ran naked that day, but it did become a thing and it still is.
Well, leave it
there
to San Francisco.
There were still naked people running this year. Even with all the restrictions put in place.
Yeah, we find a way to make things sexier.
And it was hella windy, too. It was crazy.
The wind's been
the
crazy.
The wind has been crazy.
That's summer here.
It really made it difficult to get to church that morning. But I figured out
you
a way to
thing.
Do it, everybody.
Well, the Lord showed you, lit a path
Thank
for you.
But you made it.
I did.
Of course you did.
Yes. There's a place crossover.
Jesus say yes.
Yeah, nobody can say no. Right. When crossover drive through the Golden Gate Park is the way to cut across the city.
I see.
Even though a lot of people still get off on watching a royal wedding and people all dressed in their best, it seems we're becoming a more casual society all the time.
Which is great.
Sneaker sales for women are growing, and high heel sales have tumbled.
Mm.
I thought that was sort of an interesting, who would think anyone's keeping track of that? But of course they are. That's their business, right?
It's what they do.
So I guess women will always put on a heel when they're dressing up, but that's fun.
I know.
Can I have that back?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
No.
It's over here on the side of my head.
It doesn't sound like a sexy walk.
Yeah, she's just clomping along. Sounds like
it
me.
Reminded
Sarah's
me of
walking.
Sarah.
Like me walking
Is
around
that Sarah
heels.
Walking
clomp,
in heels?
Clomp, 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 holding on to walls.
Right.
As American fashion has slowly become more casual, so has footwear. The trend has become apparent in women's sneaker sales, everyone, which have surged 37% throughout the U.S. in 2017, and high heels have declined. I can see why.
Yeah.
As hot as high heels look, I can't even imagine trying to wear those on a regular basis.
Some people really can, though. They can walk in them, and it's about getting used to it. Just wear them all the time, and you.
Well,
you know.
I think it's also about trying to make a statement
sure.
with your look. You know,
you look hot, badass, and.
So you guys know
heels.
The health problems with high heels, right?
Sure.
Like what?
The knees, the back.
The toes.
Yeah.
The lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
It forces your ankles to bend forward. As a result, it completely changes the curvature of your spine.
That's
so,
too bad.
As a result, your knees, your hips, your chins, everything.
I feel it.
Your chins.
When I wear heels, I feel it in my
your
knees.
Chins.
Like the next day, my knees will be.
feeling weird. I started to go for, like, I got these shoes. I started to go for more.
Let me see the shoe.
Let me pull it up. A bigger heel.
Yeah. A wider heel.
Wider,
to sit on.
Yeah. Does like it help? Shorter and wider. Yeah. These are so comfortable.
Those are comfortable?
Yeah. These are hella comfortable. Like, compare, I'm starting to get
well,
rid of a lot of my
heels.
Compared
to a sneaker, that's not
these
comfortable.
These are as comfortable as my sneakers.
They are?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's like a 2.5-inch heel, maybe, and it's just a big, you know, it's nothing to balance on. There's a full, you know, it's a boot heel looking.
And it's
thing.
So dangerous walking out in the street here.
Yeah, if your heel gets caught in one of those sewer grates,
right?
Sure. Well, you got to watch where you're walking.
Right.
Or watch poo on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you do not want to stab that. You don't want that donut on the back of your heel. Chocolate donut. Yeah, you get chocolate donut stuck on your stiletto.
City problems.
Exactly.
The worst part is not even dog poo sometimes.
Yeah, that is actually the worst part.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather step in dog poo. Like 100 times rather.
Why is that?
Because human poo is gross.
Human poo is grosser than dog poo.
It is.
It probably carries more disease.
It's just something so like, oh, well, dog poo, you know, animal poo. Just human poo is just like, ugh, people. Ugh.
I'm reading this article that says high heels damages your vocal cords.
Well,
that seems like a stretch, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, come on.
It does. You know, I would think actually, you know, you wind up with like hammer toe or something.
This article says it also has cancer causing inflammation.
Of course it does. Oh yeah, goodness. You're inflamed. I'm all inflamed.
Really?
Is that a study by the sneaker company?
You just said it. Whom
it's
did
from
affects
littlethings.com.
I don't know how anyone can walk in them, but there's something still so hot about a barely there top of the shoe heel. Mm-hmm. Like just the one little strap.
Yep.
Can't even imagine that.
How is that staying on?
Right.
How are you able to put that kind of downward
gripping
pressure?
Every step you take, your toes are gripping. Right.
Still pretty hot looking, but whatever. I wouldn't do it.
No.
Science just found the key to happiness, and it's
science.
Turning off your phone at 10 p.m. Oh. Turn it off. That's the secret to true happiness. They found when you use your phone later than that, it messes with your body rhythms and your head.
Uh-oh, someone's trying to contact me. I better get up from bed and go look at that.
People who use their phones late at night and right before bed were much more likely to have all sorts of problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleep issues.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't seem good.
I wish science would study why morning radio people can't sleep on Sunday nights. I know that seems like a selfish study, but why?
Because anytime you get anywhere off
in
your
the
schedule.
Hell?
I don't know.
Every
hard.
Sunday night.
I wake up every hour. I actually did fall asleep probably by 10, which was huge. But
wicked.
I woke up every hour. Hate it.
Kooky dreams
I
last
know.
Night.
What'd you dream about?
Just weird, kooky crap.
Like what?
Yuzi was trying to fix
aliens.
My hair. Oh, aliens. Oh, I would have loved to have had
Sarah.
That dream.
Sarah's
that were like some weird thing, like the two people who were trying to... They were like the heroes of the story, and I don't know who they were.
Whole story.
But they were like, there's some kind of aurora borealis, you know, like that
yeah,
weird
yeah. Northern
that
lights.
They saw, and they were like, and then they got caught into it, and it was pulling them towards. I don't know. This is all weird, wicked dreams, and then it turns out it was trying to kill them, and all I saw was the stuff they were carrying drop. And
what
I don't
do
know.
You think?
I don't know.
What do you think it means?
I don't know what it means. I just know I had wicked weird dreams on top of not sleeping that great on a Sunday night, as usual.
Mm.
So stupid.
It's annoying. And I won't even sleep well tonight. It's almost like you want to sleep so bad on Monday night. It's Tuesday night. I'm back in my rhythm. I get a great night's sleep Tuesday night. But tonight, I give up. I already give up. I'm not even in bed yet.
I took a couple of the chewable melatonins last night. So I'm kind of saving those for Sunday night. Great.
Oh, it worked?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Maybe I should try that on Sunday nights.
Or take some edibles or some bong rips
I'm not
or
doing
something.
That. Please. I'm so afraid. I am so afraid of weed screwing with me. Like, I can't take any chances. Like, I feel like I need to be myself when I get up to come in here.
Sure.
How about when you were on steroids?
I actually apologize. I've said I'm sorry. I feel like I was just some other person.
You were pretty good. We liked it. It was so fun.
I was like a druggie.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's great.
I really felt sort of like watching from
like the sunken place and get out.
Right.
What's she doing? Why is she saying that?
I don't know how this compares to the Bay Area. I know we have a lot of adventurous people here, sexually speaking, as we've had the Folsom Street Fair. And I guess the exotic erotic isn't around anymore, but
yeah,
there's plenty of people who, you know, like to try stuff.
Sure, put on a fancy outfit and show all their bits on the streets.
As you wheel me around in a chain.
Mm. Always hear about the emergency room situations, you know, people sure. who have stuck where the sun doesn't shine or a ring sure. they can't get off. Yeah. According to this story here in Germany, they do full on training now to rescue people from themselves.
Oh.
Because, you know, they're
what
dealing with extremely delicate body parts. And these things you need practice. Mm. And it's pretty incredible. Look at like a picture here.
Do where I see this?
Yeah, no, they're not using real body parts.
Oh.
But they're full on training. Look at this next one.
On how to get a
on
ring
how
off.
How to get
of there.
A ring off or.
Oh, yeah, look at the. Boy, someone put a key ring around it.
They actually have to apply.
Butter.
Paste in order to catch the flying sparks.
Holy crap!
Burn.
Look at this. How they've got—they actually have like an arrowhead wedged under there where they're cutting. Oh, that just looks so. Please don't do this, people.
It's nice to know, though, that the people who rescue us
are getting special training. I mean, they're actual molded versions of a man area.
It's nice.
Yeah,
I imagine that has to have, or have they just done it so many times here? That's it, the on the job
they
training
probably have
is
some kind of training. I mean, even if no one really knows how to get it off of you, then at least you're at the hospital. They can just you got to trust those people. You know, the medical experts.
I love those stories. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Feel free. Here's a couple. Only reason my wife and I watched the royal wedding, our 9-month-old wouldn't go back to bed.
At 4 a.m. Ugh. Boy, when they're up, they're up. Those little brats. Used to be such a double, like, when my kid would take a nap in the middle of the day, I'd almost, like, want to go wake him up. Like, I don't need you sleeping. I need you sleeping tonight,
right.
Not today.
Sarah, your fashion report is killing me, LOL. Megan's Veil had the flora representing the 53 countries of the Commonwealth.
Oh, okay.
Countries? What? I don't know.
The Commonwealth of the UK? Of Africa? I don't know. I just heard there was something.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah. I looked for it because I had read something about it.
The Beckhams looked so mad at each other, says 707.
Well, don't forget, she never smiles.
Yeah.
She's heard, you know, she doesn't want the wrinkles, so she doesn't smile. She did look like a bitch, resting bitch face.
Well, arguments happen, too. Who hasn't had that?
Don't they have 5 kids now?
I don't know. I'm surprised they're still married.
I'm not surprised. There's such a match made in heaven. They seem perfect.
Oh, Sarah, let me contribute. Megan's veil had the floral detail sewn in on the perimeter edge of the veil. The floral detail was from all around the Commonwealth to commemorate the countries within the British Commonwealth.
Oh, all right. All Thank right. you. I knew something. Whatever. It's something of some significance. I just assumed it was Africa. Oh.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the Billboard Music Awards, and we'll go from there.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.